nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Glory be God forever. Lord of me, God forever. Now you are. Amen. You're welcome in Jesus' name. We're having a great time in His presence, coming before God. Is there any venture that is higher than the venture of appearing before God? Nothing. See, those that appear in Zion, they go from strength to strength. A decision to go before our Creator is the best decision indeed. So that He can speak to us, direct us, add to our lives, and make us who He wants us to be. So once again, you are welcome in Jesus' name. You are before the Master. He has started with us wonderfully well, and I know He will continue. In this quiet time, I just want to share something very fundamental. Very fundamental. The mantle of prayer. The mantle of prayer. So fundamental that many have missed it. We want to take it back to the place of prayer. Because this is one of the most abused items in our work with God. Yet, we don't understand this. There are many things we don't understand. If we fail here, we fail everywhere. We want to touch on prayer. Because if you learn the lessons in prayer and give yourself to it, I think you will conquer every other thing. Except if you are giving yourself to prayerless praying or empty praying. But if you sit down with prayer the way Jesus intended, then we are on course. Are you hearing me? Many people have trivialized prayer. A lot of preachers are running ministry without much of it. Just a little bit of religious, say my prayers and that's the end. You can never execute God's counsel on earth without prayer and much praying. The kingdom of God comes on the wing of prayer and praying men. The man who prays does more for God than any other man. The one who prays does more for God than any other man. If not for prayer, how will David Brainhard, that great missionary in Red Indians, how will he have reached those people? What you cannot do, prayer can do. That's why you must settle down with this reality. If you are weak in prayer, you are weak indeed. If you have missed the essence of prayer with all its critical detail, then you have missed so many major things in life. We need people who will wake up and return to prayer in its totality. One of the great sins of this generation is prayerlessness. Yes, we have commended Nigerians for prayer. Nigerians have not prayed enough. Yes, they have prayed more than some people, but they have not prayed enough. You can imagine the other part of the world. It's lack of prayer that makes great Britain fall. Go there, churches announce old people that go to church. Sunday morning, you see people drinking, just, you see people playing, messing up. Why? Churches are empty. All people are not praying. One of my son went there, though not particularly in London, but in Colchester. Colchester is one of those cities near London. You know, read masters. Prepared him well when he got there. I said, guy, even talking to people about God, you look like a joker. Just discussing God with them. Evangelism is of no use without prayer. A man who proceeds to evangelize, who has not prayed well, is chasing after the wind. He will fail and fail and fail and wonder what is this. The beauty of evangelism is prayer. Maybe you don't know. The man you have not effectively prayed for, you have no right to talk to. If you are said to do otherwise, you end up in frustration. The man you have not effectively prayed for, you do not have power to talk to, and you may never truly transform. A need for a generation that will return back to the critical details and essence of prayer is wanted. I have studied carefully for 25 years or more. And I have seen that this is where the devil have robbed many people. The battle against the prayer life is real. A lot of Christians, their prayer life have been sifted over time. Some occasionally do some gymnastics, you know, shake it. After that, they stop praying. Nothing excites the devil than to see a group of people that do not pray effectively. The work of God is run by God Himself. Yes, we are vehicles, but to do the will of God on earth, we must consult Him. To do the will of God on earth, we must consult Him well. And this thing called prayer is what we want to look at again. It's so fundamental that it has been missing. So many will not pray properly, and they are eager to preach. This is their ruin. They preach far more than they pray, and a man who preaches more than he prays is already backsliding. He will talk until he dies talking. He does not know there is a need to go back and stay with God. We want to praise the prayer room. I'm trying to put a book together, but our time goes on, the realities of the prayer room. We want to go back and see the depth of what prayer portends for us. Because if you know what it is, you will settle down with it. You will discover that prayer can become everything. Through prayer, you can connect. Even if I'm out of my station, by prayer, I can connect to them. I can relate with them in prayer in the spirit realm. Paul said that my spirit is there when you are gathered. He knows what is doing. So, we are going to look at prayer. And we want to provoke you to develop a pronounced praying life. A praying life that is recognized by man, God, and devils. A scripture steaming praying life. A praying life that causes problem to Satan. A praying life that God delights on. A praying life from which God can perpetuate the kingdom of God. Any ministry that don't pray well cannot truly grow. There is no correct spiritual growth without effective praying. When men are lacking in prayer, I'm afraid many more things begin to go wrong. See Europe. When I was arguing with some of those Muslims, they said Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world. I was shocked by that. Was even trying to give me a website, go and check it. Europe, they are building mosques everywhere. Everywhere, Christians are there staring at them. What is wrong with those Christians? They don't pray again. We don't wield and deploy our spiritual weapon, the greatest of which is prayer. Because it's even through prayer you deploy other spiritual weapons. So, because we have failed to use this word, other lesser mortals, people worshipping demons, have the temerity to stand up and be competing with the kingdom of God. And be talking bad adash. If you see the level of godlessness that is pervading the world, the greatest error is that men have not come down to go and pray well. Because prayer is inadequate, holiness is at its low ebb. If you don't pray properly, holiness will not be the way it should look like. A pastor who don't pray can never raise a holy people. He will just be talking, and as he's talking, somebody will be waiting for him, they will just steal his handset. Pastor's handset, they will steal it. A pastor will be very shocked. Who stole my handset? The next day they will steal another one. One of his members. Stole including his own handset. Not until we pray we have missed it. So today I want to steer you back to develop a dangerous praying life. Taking a holiday to pray is a wonderful thing. Going back, I tell people, when the Bible talks about the right hand of God, what happens on earth is perpetuated by the right hand of God. And prayer is the one that manipulates the right hand of God. Oh, prayer is the one that manipulates the right hand of God. The right hand of God is power, yes. But the reality, it is prayer that manipulates. It is prayer that controls the right hand of God on earth. That's why praying men is God's greatest delight. Rejoinder said he went to heaven. One of those, he saw those people that had great thrones. Inevitably, we are praying men. Because they do more for God than anyone. And when they double as preachers, then I think we have something, we have an asset in our hands. So we want to steer you up so that you place a higher premium on prayer, so that you wake up and give yourself properly, consistently to some dimension of prayer. You go to a place to work, you want to change that place, don't make much noise. I challenge you, take that your working place to prayer room. Pray 100 hours. Right now, practical. Father God, this people, turn them to God. Turn them 100 hours, pray. When you arrive that place, what will start happening, you can't understand. That's why not until we start praying, there's something we have scattered in the structure of the kingdom of God. We become weak. Everything becomes impossible. Everything becomes impossible. I want to remind you, I also read it, that prayer is one art that God told us we should do without stopping. We're going to see it. Even Bible didn't say you read it without stopping. Even evangelism, it didn't say do evangelism without stopping. But for prayer, it's a prayer without what? Because every other thing is anchored on this reality. How well you do it will not dictate the rest. Are you following me? How well you do it will dictate the rest. School of ministry, when I'm teaching fivefold, and we come to the evangelist, I tell them in clear terms, a successful evangelist should be a great intercessor. That's why the life of Charles Finney had great success in his outings. We know him well. What was notorious about Charles Finney and Father Nash, his praying partner, so to say, they prayed properly. Father Nash prayed and died with the word map in his heart. He held it. They prayed so much for souls. The story was told about how Finney went to a meal and just entered there. Well, meal, a factory. The first lady that saw him just knelt down and started crying. Everybody got converted. Everybody. It's only praying men that can do that. Not necessarily evangelists. Maybe evangelists have polluted their ministry with prayerlessness. That's why I say somebody evangelist, all he does is to raise money. I say, is that evangelist? Where are the souls? When you refuse to pray, all he does is to raise money, is evangelist. And he's gone. Why wouldn't the devil mock? Finney, it was also discovered of him that, I think we said that before, at least 85% or so of his convert, they used to stay. Most of those he converted, they don't backslide. You can see what a praying man, even the souls he's converting, is affecting their longevity in the kingdom of God. You see the injustice prayer does to a man who refuses to pray. He can never do an enduring work for God if it's not a man who places high premium on praying. You should pray your village into God. Oh, I am telling you what I have discovered practically. I've seen it over and over again. When God places praying and preparing, and we've seen God move wonderfully. James chapter 5. James 5. The mantle of prayer. Check out great revivals. How many people cried for Indonesian revival? Those young people came together. They cried until the revival came down. So the reality, if we want to move this earth, we must be a praying man. 5 and 16. Must be a praying man. Confess your fault one to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed. I like that. Pray for one another. Pray for one another that will take your permanent prayer. Of a righteous man availeth much. And Levi said, maketh much the heartfelt prayer. Maketh much power available. Avail, I like the word avail. Avail means it's of great use. The fervency of the prayer of a righteous man, maybe you need to dig into this word avail. It's of great use in conversion of souls. It's of great use in peopling the kingdom of heaven. It's of great use in depopulating hell. It's of great use in bringing God's will to be done on earth. It's of great use in we taking over the world. Can a Muslim have God? Inasmuch as we keep saying that church is not about big church. Jesus wants to save everybody. Why should churches be populated? I mean, mosques be populated. And churches only where 2 or 3 are gathered. Because people don't pray. But they both told them in US that that's why some of them have small, small churches. You have to tell them. They don't pray. Redeem is what it is today because of the prayer of Parking Army. And by the way, continued and others who prayed. They prayed until they started taking souls like sand. Any man that says he wants to win soul, he doesn't understand prayer, will soon discover that he's wasting his time. The faith of Abel prayer, the righteous man Abel. What prayer does? In my life, I practiced it. One thing you cannot get people to do by advice, prayer will make them great. What people cannot do by advice and trying to beseech them, you can move them to do it in prayer. Apostle Paul depended on prayer to handle his combat as much as he preaches to them. It's clear in the Bible that we must wake up and follow. Avail much or make it much more available. Next verse. Next verse. Avail much. Make it much more. Elias. I told you if you want to summarize Elijah's life, you can summarize it in a few. He prayed. He prayed. That's the summary of his life. Elijah was subject to like passion as we are, very much like you. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. There are a will of God that is established only by prayer. He prayed earnestly. When he went to Ahab, he did not say, "Thus saith the Lord." He said, "As long as God lives before whom I stand, there be no rain." So, not having rain was he that decided it together in the presence of God. That he prayed earnestly means he established what was right in prayer room. People who don't pray enter the committee of complainers. They complain about everything, but they don't pray. Prayer men run things. They come to a territory, they're not just only they observe that people are not too stable, are not too serious. Some who say they can't help it. They are part of Nigeria, you go, you wonder has gospel entered their ear to see churches everywhere. The level of sinners on the road is mind-boggling. Everybody, you see this one lying to each other. And when you see them on the street, you enter church, there's not much difference. You may hear a little corrupt. Why? Because Satan has stolen the ultimate from them. Now, Elijah was a man subject to life passion way, and he prayed earnestly that it may not rain, and it rained not. Akaba. On earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months, he prayed earnestly. You can pray earnestly that somebody shouldn't go to hell. Early 90s, I prayed for one of my friends after I left that school and transferred. I prayed for him so much. After one time he sent a letter to me, he had given his life to Christ. Because I prayed earnestly he should not go to hell. He's a pastor today, in short, he's a reverend. He's a reverend today. Prayed earnestly for him in those days. I don't want him to go to hell. And he did not go there. This prayer that can stop so many things that people are frustrated about. It is prayer that can stop it. He prayed earnestly. That kind of prayer is not little prayer. He sat down. He wanted to bring the end of Baal worship. What do I do? He wanted to change the status quo. So he sat down and said, "I will wake up and begin to pray." One of the help you can do this generation is to pray for them. All these nations where you say they stop us from going to, some evil lock missionaries capture them. Say they will not preach, no problem. You block us by road, we'll come by air. You know how to come by air prayer. I know. If you say we preach in Saudi Arabia, no problem. By the time 100 dangerous praying men surround Saudi Arabia in the spirit and pray for 3 months without stopping, that country breaks down. See, this principle must, that's why even though Christians have tried in Nigeria, they've not done it well. Go for ministers meeting, they keep making noise for long. I leave sometimes feeling bad. They know we should pray. When they finish discussing, they will discuss until the only time for prayer is 10 minutes. I said, when the ministers conference, Satan is working. The only time for prayer when they should close their mouth, let's stay there for 3 days. Lock off, don't give us food, let's stay there. That's when we start doing more for God. No talk, sit down. Let's pray and cry. When we come out, ask wise men, they will tell you if they have 100 days to live, they will spend 95 days praying and come and preach only for 3 days, maybe 2 days they summarize. Because 195 day prayer will finish in 3 days. Eh? You cannot do it in 1 year. That's the truth. That's why you must wake up. You can't say you are serious about the work of God if you've not started praying. We must wake up. Asu Rock needs to be attacked by prayer. Not the people who go there to collect envelope. They need to attack Asu Rock by prayer. They only in Abuja. See, you sit down, forget about entering inside. Turn your gun there. Pray one full month. And you will see what will start happening. That's what brings God down. Some people have never known what revival is. They have been serving God for 20 years. They don't understand the word revival. Because they've not seen anything that looks like it. Satan, yet in those days, secondary school is so plagued. All this feeling we are inspiring us. That's why one time God had to show me vision of feeling. I saw him, vision, clear. Not, I don't know, God didn't let me see the face, but I saw him. God opened my eyes. I saw when he was preaching and his leg was coming down the aisle. God showed me, and the way people were getting convicted and falling on the ground, God showed me fully. I saw him practically, real feeling. I saw him in that vision. Listen to me. They inspired us. In those days, we so prayed in that school. Prayed so terribly. You could see revival break out in the school. People were just turning to God, teachers. Anyhow, all our secondary school in those days were coming to connect with us so that we will lead them. It was so terrible. It was so dangerous in those days that one of our brethren, the leaders, when he went to lie down on his bed after one of those bouts of dangerous prayer that after school, secondary school people, they won't go home. Stay behind, come and see intercession. Pray until the uniform, we use white and blue then, until the uniform is soaked. Julius Owigo is a missionary, that's the one that got me through the spirit. He is dangerous. Oh my God. Until he's soaked, you see breaking forth. When he went to lie down that day, the devil was so angry. Because of the way people were running to God and coming to God, the whole school has caught fire. He met him. This one, demons. I think about 2 demons or so appeared to him. And when they appeared to him, they started struggling with him. They told him clearly, we won't give you all the souls. He said, no, I'll take all the souls. We won't give you. So they started fighting. We won't give you, so I'll take all the souls. They fought and fought. Until those demons, before they left, they just hit him by his side. He woke up. Physically, that place pained him for 2 full weeks. You see how real that is? Prayer that touches the devil. He comes down. He's angry. Because he knows you have touched something that he doesn't want people to touch. He knows you are touching something. The prayer man touch what people don't want them to touch. Oh my God. They touch what? And that's it. And that's it. We saw souls flying for God. That was where we learned not just how to speak in tongues, but how to groan. With groanings that cannot be uttered. I knew that scripture very early in life. With groanings. With groaning, Romans 8:26, that cannot be uttered. Groaning! That's when my mom and the rest are tired. I've gone too deep. That I have problem. That this problem is becoming too much. Because we begin to groan. See conversion of souls. We tolerated so many ministers in that school. Even when I went back there later on and I ministered and God moved. A time came I was counting 6-7 pastors in our ministry that are all from that school. It's the wave of God. Wave of God and wave of the spectacular. He prayed and there was no rain. Go to 18 now. He prayed and there was intercession for all with groanings I cannot. May you break into groanings. Prayer that when you finish praying, you can't talk again. I mean, that you can't talk and let talk. Your power of speech is gone. you know, like we all know, length of time. Somebody said true prayer is time eater. And that is the truth. Depth. The extent to which your heart is involved. How deep you go down to draw from the graces of heaven matters. Breath, other things like revelation knowledge. You know, what you understand, the scripture understanding with which you pray. These are the things that give, make prayer what it is. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth fruit. Prayer men are controllers. They are determinants. They are controllers. They only come out to announce what they want, or what them and God have decided. After that, they go back. Somebody said to me the other day, just before I came, he said, I want to go and do something. I didn't want the person to go there. But I know that person well. I know she will end up going there. I went to God in prayer. This will never work. I destroyed it. The person slept and never went there. Physically, the person invited, the person may still go. But when we went to prayer, the person could not go again. We need to wake up and get this thing right. We need to wake up and enter prayer in its totality. Prayer men will control things. When you go and you see a lot of darkness in the land or go somewhere, let me tell you, it's a call to pray. It's a call to begin some very kind of deep prayers. It's when you are prevailed in prayer rooms. When you are done, that's when you come out to come and start preaching. Preaching should be a fallout of prayer. Preaching should be a fallout of prayer. When preaching is a consequence of prayer, then preaching produces its maximum result. Those who have made more impact in ministering the Bible are those who have prayed very, very much. They have prayed very much. Are you hearing me? Prayer is about the greatest means of grace. It's in praying that holy men are produced. It's in praying that spiritual stalwarts are produced. It's in praying that the will of God is truly done on earth. We sang that song. That is how Jesus said, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It's a prayer. Teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom, thy will. The will of God is established by prayer. We must sit down and give ourselves extensively. Some people do occasional fire prayer. After that, they don't do it again. I made up my mind to give the devil heat every day. Heat. Told the pastors where it is the chilo. One will come there and just be sleeping anyhow. What nonsense is this? The chilo, come and let us talk to God. And I've seen God do tremendous things. Great things. So if you want to have a firm grip in where you walk, you want to control your class. If you're a student, I challenge you. Some of you are still students here. Start praying. Count the number of people you have in your class. When I was secondary school, we counted them in those days. I mean, we knew them. We would pray one by one. We are ministering to everybody in class. Muslim, Christian, we are attacking all of them. Come, maybe your place of work, you have 30 workers. You're not the one that employed them. But you are the one that can pray for them. Take 30 of them. If you know their name, write it. Try it now. Practical, try it. Write their name, 30 of them, everybody, both the organ and the messenger, everybody, write it down in a book. Enter prayer room, say, God, I want your will to be done in their lives. I want you to establish the will in this part, and then enter prayer. Ah, yeah, nah, 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 nah. Keep praying for them and see what will happen. You will just take over that place of work, even if you're a messenger, you'll not be in charge. One day your God will come out of the car, you'll go to him, oh God. Don't travel this week. What are you saying? Don't go. God bless you. Don't go. He tried to go. Trailer almost killed him. He will come the next day and say, come. Come here. I thought you were a messenger. How did you know? Come and sit down in my office. Can you tell me more of that? That is how the kingdom operates. You can never be a prayer man and people will not hear you. I have Taba 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 the eye. You can never be a prayer man and be begging people to listen to you. Prayer men don't beg to be listened to. The earth is configured to submit to them. May you understand what you are saying. The earth is configured to submit to men who pray. when the church stops praying, she becomes weak. She may just be talking and be making noise. That's why you see people around church, they don't come to church. Why will they come? It's your prayer that brings them to church. They will be seeing you every day, but they never respond. Are you a student going right now? How many people are in this class? 50. Take class from, can you give me their names? Take them and go to the mountain. Go somewhere. You don't have mountain. Take retreats. Because the people which you affect are people around you. Start with them. Take 50 of them. People that naturally will listen to you, maybe they tell you too small. You may not even have much articulation. You may even be timid. Just go and take them. Hit them for 1 month, 30 days. God. Do your way, do your way, do your way. When you are done, you will be shocked what happened. 1995, we got ourselves together 22 years ago. We wanted to go and reach out to NMS in Zaria, Nigerian Military School. Then we have children of even likes of Abacha were there. You know, we wanted to reach out to them. One thing we did well then was prayer. We're going to go to among soldiers because the chapel there opened up to us through one military guy. So we say we are coming, and that's unusual. People don't enter there. I remember the day I went and had program in Barak and God moved mightily. I don't know what happened. The devil was so angry with what that happened years later, some years ago. God moved mightily. But after that movement, that was when they locked the barrack. They say people, they started announcing it in Kaduna. It's the program we did in Zaria that did it. That people should stop coming into barrack to have whatever. I heard the announcement was going on because of what happened. But that's the one we did some years ago. But that's an example. So the military people, because the devil knows it's very risky to allow us to be entering there. He knew what. But then I'm giving you an example. Before we went there to reach out, it's not just going to preach. I mean, those guys, would they listen to you? See them with their soldier uniform. Do they have your time? Somebody that came from a house where, who are you? One thing we did, we spent about 2 months or so praying. We are crying every day. We even send and the God names of unbelievers in the school. I remember the one they gave me. We wrote their names. Military people. We wrote their names, our military students. Then they were looking bigger. You know, the small children of nowadays. Now, we wrote all their names. I took my own, maybe one or two. All of the brethren, we prayed. That day we went there, we took the bus and entered. Go enter chapel. One thing that happened, the attendance was dangerous. We didn't know. Come and see them trooping to that hall. Our prayer has altered the equation in the barracks. Simply, two of them with their uniform. What was bringing them? They don't even know why they are coming to church. All of them entered. Everywhere jam-packed. The person that preached, what did he even say that day? Nothing too serious. Give your life to Christ. Know Jesus. No serious message. Then those that sigh, give your life to Christ forevermore. This my friend, don't say never, cause I wanna see Jesus in you. I don't wanna see your father. Give your life to Christ forevermore. That's all. Under how many minutes? When they did altar call, you need to see them running to. What I saw that day was bad. In quotes. With their military uniform, I could see them running to God. You need to see the way we had in the barrack then. When we brought out all of them for counseling, the name I was given, that unbeliever was among those who counseled. You see, we took his name. We took his name before time. He was among those that came for altar call. We met, and one of them, I even kept following him. I used to go to barrack and tell those military people I want to enter. They will allow me. I'll go to one corner. They will bring out one of them. I saw even military people, they are helpless in the place of prayer. See, what prayer does, I want to remind you, we've said before, and I want to remind you again. The Queen of Scotland said, I fear John Knox prayer more than all the military might of Scotland. The woman has captured what prayer is. Why do we have Boko Haram today in Borno? Because Christians there fell in prayer. They never prayed. They were just clapping hands there and doing religion. We are here again. So Shakao and his teammates planted and forced that useless bandwagon of demonic people on the whole country. Because people did not pray. Thank God people rose up later and started fasting and praying and gradually with military one or two things started going down because the church will not pray properly. The church will not pray. Let me tell you, wake up in your territory. Take over that place by prayer. Take over your territory by prayer. Your street, you think I'm joking? Anywhere you are living, go and map the streets. From the first house to the last house, and start raw praying. You will see what your prayer will do to the whole of that street. If you really settle down for what we are trying to show you. Now let's go further. We are talking about the mantle of prayer. Because Satan will deprive, if there's one thing he's attacking, is your prayer life. I don't go anywhere they don't keep prayer room for me. I don't go. Prayer for me is number one. For my cousin invite me, I ask you, is there prayer room? Is there mountain to pray? No, I'm not coming. Can never enter anywhere I don't have a place to pray. Prayer for me is first before fruit. That is number one. Because I know what I'm doing. I know that is paramount. And that is what is needed. That's why one of my son, who is a doctor now, is doing his last manship. He has gotten it in Aminu Kano. Well, me and him have prayed. And he's a prayer man too. I thank God the way he prayed. It's an unusual, when he was a medical student, he prayed well. Me and him have prayed for him. If that Aminu Kano does, because telling me just trying to settle. If we survey and we don't see enough prayer ground, even as a doctor, we are going to work out. He's going to another hospital to go and do his manship. That's how serious prayer is. I pray for him. But we have asked God, if there is no ground for him to pray the kind of prayer me and him have agreed on, he apply in another place, we will be transferred. Maybe we take him to Peter because that another place he applied. That's how serious it is. Because when you have had job without prayer for a prayer man, it's enough to capsize your history. It's enough. Those who pray and stop praying know what they had to go through. Now let's go further. I told you that prayer is one thing that Jesus asks us to do without ceasing, is it not? There's hardly anything you are asked to do without stopping than prayer. Luke 18:1, you see it clearly. Maybe you just for the sake of whatever. Luke 18:1. Luke 18:1. Spake a parable to them to this end, and men ought what? Outward, you select, we must obey this thing to the letter. And not to faint. They ought always to pray and not to faint. We need to obey literally. There's one book I read many years ago on great saints. I kept studying. When I came to Wigglesworth, his own was quite abnormal. Wigglesworth was dangerous in the generation, even among ministers. When he appeared on the scene, somebody different had come. Among his many secrets, we know he's not lettered, he didn't read it, he's well that he's a talking Bible. Wigglesworth was a praying man, maybe you don't know. Every 30 minutes he kneels down, he prays. Every 30, you could see him. He prayed and prayed, he was a praying man. Men ought always, because this is where the problem lies. Not just to discuss national issues and become a political pundit or public affair analyst. But that how many Christians are now. So pastor will not pray. He's only being public analyst. They can talk about the problem of Nigeria with people for 5 hours. Pastor will be discussing it. But go and pray for the country. He does not know anything in that area. So the man is one of the problem of Nigeria. That's the truth. When you don't pray, you become a party to this country. Especially when you are in the position to pray. Are you following me? Men ought always to pray, not to faint. Let's go further. First Thessalonians 5:17. You see the word always. Thessalonians 5:17. Pray without what? Who said it? God. Pray without ceasing. I am Kabata Maria. Pray without ceasing, especially real praying that connects. Pray without ceasing. Prayer that connects. Pray without ceasing. Al Kapatai. Ephesians 6:18. We can go on and on. Praying always with all prayers. And supplication in the spirit. And watching the other two with all perseverance and supplication for all. Praying always. Is a coincidence. Always you see it there. Jesus, when he was on earth, always. without reason. That is the spirit of the Bible. It is praying men that wrote the scripture. Yes. Praying men. Many books are written outside prayer. So it does not revive the soul. And I'll go complain one time, say you are reading them, they look like Christian literature, but they are not just tearing people into God. Because some of those books did not come from the presence of God. It's just intellectual fireworks. And that may not save much. The reality on ground is that he said, praying always. Listen to me, you need to establish a more robust and viral praying life. A dangerous praying life. You need to emphasize prayer. Anything that makes you not to be prayed, suspect that thing, not to be prayed. You need to separate time for extensive prayer. I don't know how people should have survived by prayer. For extensive prayer, you need to separate time. For extensive prayer, you need to. You see, one thing about praying is that when you are inside, you now know why God said we should pray. You now know why God said we should pray. You now know why. Because that takes care of everything. A church that will not pray, I told you, will not grow. Some church don't know that they will remain in. Ideally, building are supposed to be breaking down and we're to be expanding church. Ideally. If we cannot break down the building, we should be having one service, two service, three, four. Yes. Because we should have many people walking on the road, they are not saved. We should be getting all of them saved and the kingdom of God should be populated. But a church can never attain that until you have some wicked in quote praying men. People who are bearing souls on the altar with their prayer. Oh, we need them. They are the one that can expand the church to that level. Some pastor will not pray. You need to see the way they are looking for members. They will carry their car, drive to the house. Will you be a member? There's nothing wrong. The guy said, but I'm already a member of three churches. Okay, make our own the fourth church. Church number four. Eh? Make sure if I don't see you, if I don't catch you a member, you see what happened. Just come, not threatening you. It may never be well with you, but I'm not threatening you, but just come. All manner of methods. Guys, rumbling to make them members. You have not read the Bible well. You don't understand. You don't get members like that. John 6:37, all the Father has given to me will what? Come to me. Where do you get sheep in prayer room? We are planting churches and I can tell you that. Sheep are generated. God taught me not to look for members but to generate them. We create them, we are not looking for them. By the time we are done, we'll come and they will even know. One man said they were praying one day and God showed him and among the men that God has approved. So you see him sending people to a church. Go and join them. Go, that's God supplying and sending them. You generate sheep, you don't just beg them. The guy that played keyboard for me, you need to see how many pastors have tried to snatch him from me. But the guy is too good. They will come to him, tell him all sorts of things. We will give you money, we will give you. He remains small, they say we will marry you. I think not because he's young, he's not ready for marriage. We will give you, in short, what you want. We will do everything. We will do that one. Even from Abuja, they are calling him. He said, come, we will pay you all sorts of things they were telling this guy. When they finish talking to him, he look at them. He come and continue what he's doing. They are trying to use flesh to get him. God gave him to me in spirit. No struggle. Anywhere I go, he follows me. He's not, this thing, say my sheep, hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. John 10:27-28 says, and I give them eternal life, and no man can pluck them out of my hand. That is the higher realm in church. It's prayer that establishes this reality. Prayer that establishes them. And I give them eternal life. So prayer, we are told to pray without ceasing. Have you obeyed that instruction? Don't just have quiet time of 10 minutes in your house. When you return from work, have a pronounced praying time. When you build houses, have an empty room, call it prayer room. Teach your wife, everybody, call it prayer room. Don't put too much furniture inside so that people will not go there and be sleeping. You understand? Just make it bland and make it in a way that it is a prayer room. Enter there, lock yourself, and you start the real work. So many things, I don't know how to capture prayer for you. So many things will be accomplished by this cycle God, this greatest tool God gave mankind. I will understand it well. Let's go for the Mark 11:15. The mantle of prayer. You need to break into prayer and start praying deeply. You need to enter it and enter it well. And they came to Jerusalem. Jesus went into the temple and began to cast them out. They sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the temple of the money changers and six of them that sold doves. Let's go for them. I will not suffer that any man should carry any vessel through the temple. Verse 17. He thought, saying unto them, is it not written? It's there in Isaiah. You see it there. Is it not written, my house shall be called of all nations a house of what? You see, let's get this thing clear. My own house, except your own house, if it is my house, the appellation with which it is named or called is house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Either there is praying or there will be stealing. One must be going on. Either the pastors are not praying, so members are stolen. Some are backsliding. Some are even becoming Muslim, as they are doing in London and other places in Europe. And now they are be stealing because prayer is in my house shall be called of all nations. That means the house of God should be known as the house of prayer. That means prayer should be a dominant force in every local assembly. Every church that don't make prayer an issue must miss God. Any local church that don't make prayer an issue must miss God. It's by force. Practically proven. Must miss God in many areas. Must miss God. I'll call up all nations as house of prayer. That means the church will be a place where people come. I'm working hard now to build more praying men after they are well tutored in the word of God. After they are improved with revelation knowledge of the truth. We now cook with them in prayer. Now one of the great achievements I've seen is when I now set them on that praying level, those people, they abide forever. You get them to where they pray eternally. They have not just, don't just have convert now. You now have somebody who is converting so many people. You have added to the kingdom of God a house of prayer. May you make your home a house of prayer. Everybody in your home should be turned to a praying. My son came and told me, Daddy, why you always pray? Lord, don't join me by asking me that question. why you always pray? Every time. He doesn't know I'm praying for his salvation. If I don't pray well, I know what the devil will do to him. He doesn't understand. No, children of pastors are dangerous species. He does not know what a lack of adequate praying that turn pastor's children to wayward children. I'm telling you, I told you before, pastor's children they smoke with me. That's what we had one time, one of the daughter of a pastor going out with the son of another pastor. Look at the way they are behaving. That's the height of madness. Their parents are there trying to preach in church. Their children are there stepping spoiled. Man of God is preaching. You don't know he's guilty of not praying. Those children, a boy, he never prayed for them. He's good in impregnating women, but does not know the prayer room. He bear them, but he does not know how to carry them in spirit. So, it has increased the level of godlessness in this world. Because parents who know how to do bedmatics don't know prayermatics. So they are multiplying ungodly seed in this world and are increasing our problem. That's the truth. A complete father don't just give his children money. He pray for them and establish them in righteousness. Even a Muslim take his children to school, they send them to Harvard, Cambridge, and the rest of them. Who told you that all you have done is sending them to Cambridge, you have achieved all that? Have you prayed for them? See what they are doing in Cambridge. Your children are so carnal. It's prayer that takes them into God. I told God, anybody, any child that won't serve God, my wife will be bad. That's the agreement. I have four children now. If they will not serve God, she will be bad. That's the prayer point. Pop, the window opened. You see, one of them must serve God. Because your father told God, let my wife be barren if they will follow God. Let my wife be barren. That's why on their naming I will lift Bible up. Altaba. Because this is the reality. They may still be young and they are still, you know, when I brought my son, he plays a lot. But the thing is that some foundation are done at the back. We are watching closely. We are watching closely. Altaba. You don't achieve it just by shouting on them. You achieve it by praying for them. Some prayers have not, they've not perfected me bending. All they know is to be talking. I don't do, can I hear you say, so his son trying to marry one woman he doesn't understand? Can I hear you, Junior, now a great man? His father said his son is trying to marry one woman he doesn't. Father is an old prophet, knew that this woman don't belong to my son, but doesn't know how to tell him. Maybe he may not understand. May think he's just spoiling his plan. The father did the right, he said he went to God and scattered the relationship. The relationship ended. You see another them? All the parents are so worried, they are ready to fight. If you prove anybody I don't understand, the karate I will give you, you don't understand. Hey! Hey! I don't want this, I don't need that. None of my children can marry wrongly. Because I will scatter all the relationship before it even starts. I say, this is the will of God for you. Okay, no problem. Just hold the hand, just be moving. As you are moving, me, I'll be moving towards God. By the time we are through with God, we know I will tell you anything. The relationship, two of you will talk for everything has ended. We have done it many, we have done it. We have done it. That's prayer for you. You lean on prayer, you lean on God. And prayer is as powerful as God. Because God is the force behind prayer. Prayer is as powerful as God. Because God is the force behind prayer. Listen to me. Gather a group of people and let prayer begin. Start mad prayer. Start it. That your village where you have all manner of altars. They keep preaching to them, but they just like Ifa. They like Shango. They like Ogugu. They don't have affinity for the useless deity. You understand? You talk to them, they take you like they take you for a ride. Gather people, go to that village. Don't pray, don't preach to them again. Enter a room and let prayer begin. Oh, I like being invited for that kind of program. Praying program. It's only prayer today. 14 days. We'll be having small break. 14 days. 14 days when we are done. Let me see if that village will not start serving God. I'm showing you the way forward. The church must go back. That's the pattern of the church. That's the pattern. The thing is that we have left the pattern. That's why all this nonsense is happening. How can Muslims be making us all over the whole place? You are serving Allah. Allah is not God. You have the God to be challenging people following the Almighty God. Even boasting that you established your religion everywhere. Every day you hear of Islamization of Nigeria. Islamization of... When Boko Haram, before she wife gave his life to Christ, he was saying how they planned to Islamize when they start with the North. Every day Islamization. Even this Shiite man that is now in custody, he said, Inshallah, we will Islamize the land. They just have that stupid Islamize, every day Islamize. But how many Christians do you talk about here Christianizing Nigeria? We should respond to Islamization of Nigeria with Christianization of Nigeria. We will convert everybody in that mosque and turn that mosque to church. We can never talk like that until we start praying. Because Islam is a foreign religion, just confronting them, they remove knife to cut off your head. So leave them. You must not let live like that. Go to prayer room. When you are done, you see them. I remember one Sharafa, one guy, 100 level in those days. Long time ago in university. We came in, I saw him. Anytime you see me, you just be speaking in tongues. Not real tongue. Imagine a Muslim. He's a man of God, has a ministry. I look at this guy, I say, what's wrong with you? I said, but you look like somebody that should be serving God. He said, I'm a man, 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 I said, this guy, and he's a leader among Muslims. I said, shut up, I knew you should follow God. I think I prayed for him, I can't remember the details. I was telling him, you're supposed to be serving God. One time, I think he had an issue in medicine, he transferred. He left ABU and went somewhere else. One day, I was walking in campus, I just saw him come down. I went to him, how are you? You went somewhere else. He now called me. He said, I'm not born again. He said, I'm now in a fellowship and I'm firing it for God. So finally, we have gotten him. We've gotten him. That's how we should be getting all those imams, getting everybody, calling them for God. How can that happen if we don't pray? All these people in Abuja disgracing all of them with pot belly. They don't even know what it means. Small time they say Christian, whatever. They just go there. They are not kingdom minded. You don't want to take this nation for God. We need to stop activity. Stop normal activity. And let's keep God a party just praying. You see, this world will turn to something else. What you have never done in prayer, plan to do it after this program. Plan to do it. I'll come over here. Take all these unbelieving relatives. You can count 30 of them. Some of them smoke weed, some of them all sorts of lifestyle. Take them and start really praying for them. Cry to God, you will just start hearing phone call. And this one surrendered. And the other one surrendered. And this one no God. And this one no God. Oh my God. We must wake up. We must wake up and pray. We must wake up and break through. My house shall be called a house of prayer. And that's why we must wake up and pray. Ezekiel 22, part of God, very popular verse. Israel grieved God. God said, I'm coming, okay? By every standard they ought to perish. Ezekiel 22, 30. He said, I sought for a man among them. Zenot 22, 30. I sought for a man among them. 22, 30. And I did not find that would stand in the gap. Sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land. That I should not destroy it, I found none. Next verse. Therefore have I poured out my indignation upon them and consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their own way have I recompensed upon them, said. Now this scripture is strong. I know we keep quoting it. God himself was looking for a prayer man, an intercessor that will stop him from pouring his anger on his children. The absence of an intercessor was enough for God to do what he don't like. If you don't pray, God will be doing what he does not want. Is that not funny? God will be doing what is not his will, or be allowing what is not his will, if you don't pray. If you don't pray, you allow that. The early choice. I know how Herod came and took knife and took James in Acts chapter 12. And Herod went and killed James. Sometimes we wonder, well, Martha had to miss something that, there's a reward for Martha had to. But the way he killed James was somehow. God killed James, one of the three, the top three men, the church rose up. And said, we no go agree. And they went and started praying. And prayer was, Peter was kept in prison, and prayer was offered unto God. Prayer, if you read Acts chapter 2, 3, 4, 5. And prayer, Peter was, can maybe you go there? Maybe you know you know it, but let's read it again. So that we'll ram the scripture into you. And because he saw it pleased the Jew, he killed somebody. As they are killing some things in the north. He proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of the living bread. And when he apprehended him, he put him in prison, delivered him to four battalions of soldiers. To keep him in chaining after Easter to bring him forth to the people. To kill him. I love that. Peter therefore was kept in prison. Everybody said, but. But. Prayer was made. You can see that underlining word again. Without ceasing. That's the mistake of the church. Look at it without ceasing. He prays, I don't receive any prayer. They just come in the morning. Oh God, release Peter. Oh God, release Peter. Oh God, release Peter. Everybody say, I have something to do. Everybody just scatter. Except grace. Without ceasing, that's on the cross of the church unto God for him. Without ceasing, no human being can defeat prayer. So when you climb on the mountain of prayer, you become a champion by excellence. Because that is where battles are fought and won. That is where they are sealed. That's where they are sealed. For God, if we keep reading, angels appear, see them, bam, they appear. Prayer controls the movement and manifestation of angels. That has been proven for all ages. Prayer controls the movement and manifestation of angels. They came to that prison and they released him. Because prayer was made without ceasing. I told you the story of what happened in Syria. Woke up one day and just discovered that they were killing people one by one some years ago. Some important people took them, shot them. There's some of those evil people that do business started running. You just wake up the next morning, you hear they kill another person again. They kill one man that had one big water factory, very multi. They killed the one rich man they killed. They kept killing. One day, the one that annoyed me the most was when they left normal businessmen and attacked doctor. Can you imagine? One doctor that taught us, he was a consultant during my time, but he had become a professor then. Very wonderful man. He just woke up one morning to hear that he left his hospital. I think he operated and just came out. Some people stopped and shot him and he died. That man was the one that did my last exam when I became doctor. That's the one that entered me here. Entered. I said, no. How can they kill this man? Man, the hospital shook that day. How can they shoot this man? And I had to announce publicly, we're going to pray the people doing this out of town. Prophesied against them and we started and we prayed. Make declarations and a lot of things. No sooner had we begin to pray than the results came down immediately. We went out and just brought the news to me. Somehow one part of Zaria, according to Gadawa, one part of Zaria, we heard that some military people one morning went for an operation, house by house, and they got to one house. That's where they caught the people doing it. They are new machines. So they were not Nigerians. As a matter of fact, when those military people entered that place, their leader in the boot to escape ministry jumped into well and died there. They arrested all of them. Caught them, so they were not Nigerians, can you imagine? Caught them, seized them, no military people there. They seized that was the end. Nobody was killed in Zaria again. Prayer was made without reason unto God. Prayer. Maybe you play with prayer. Maybe you play with it. Maybe you play with it. Maybe. Now, to sum up all I've been saying, and to wake up, and let them forget, when God gave the church the power to bind and loose in Matthew 16:19, he said, I give you power. What you bind is bound on heaven, is it not? What you loose is loose. The binding power has been given the church, we know that. That tells us clearly, if we don't bind, it will not be bound. Is it not? I love the way good news and one or two translation put it. He said, whatsoever you prohibit on earth is prohibited in heaven. Whatsoever you lose or you allow is allowed. That means prohibiting power is hanging on the shoulder of the church. Do you know what that means? You can prohibit in your territory what you want to be prohibited. There are things you should stop. If you say the believers gather together and say, we don't want this to exist in this place again. Do you know that area where we are? Yes, we've had our crisis 1987, 30 years ago, and one or two things that happened. But most of these crises don't enter Zaria well. One time we had a meeting, we came together, we were seeing that something, it keeps skipping. Some things were done. It keeps skipping. You are supposed to prohibit. You prohibit your brother from dying. Do you know it's possible? Never die before your time. I won't allow you. I'm going to pray. I'm not going to allow you to die before your time. That is the extent of the power of the church. We have to say no. Prohibiting power hang on the shoulder of the church. May we deploy it effectively. May we deploy it. We die in the north, we say people like the north, you don't know what will happen. No. We are not there just like that. We are there doing the will of God. And if they become mad, we will pray them out of town. I preach in radio there. I know some radio sometimes, as the way I preach, they may not allow me to come on that channel again. But I love what that radio is doing to them. I by the radio, sometimes they will call. A Muslim will call. Say, like that. You know, you can't help calling. The Muslim is calling. They will call. We are entering anywhere. We enter them. But a lot of prayer go down before we write to preach on radio. Let God turn and change their lives. Now let's look at one or two things in summing up about men that prayed. As we wind up, I want to steer you so that you establish a dangerous praying life. And from your altar you declare that this should not be. This should not be. This can never be. We say no. When Boko Haram was so hot inside, another day we prayed a prayer. God opened my eyes, I saw people from Boko Haram coming from Kano, if you know that road. Because from Kano you enter Zaria, you go to Kaduna. We prayed very well and that was it. When they were about to come and cross him from Kano to Kaduna, somehow they caught up with them and finished them. Caught up with them because they wanted to enter Zaria and scatter the city. We had another one when the Boko Haram thing was so horrible. That one, we prayed again. God was showing me that thing. We prayed. It was around Kaduna side. They went and loaded. These people are mad people. Loaded. I don't know whether it's Nigerians and all these wicked people. Load them inside truck and cover the truck. Imagine, load them with human beings and weapons. They were inside. Cover the back of the truck. You don't know they are humans. But because a lot of prayer has been done, if they have entered Kaduna angle, they came for killing. But God has showed us, I know the kind of prayer. See, when the church is on the mountain, we will stop so many things in this world. So many things. So many. We are belittled prayer. People just play with prayer. They just think prayer is everything. Prayer. We prayed. God made the military, the eye of the military to catch them. When they were passed, ordinarily they will pass because many cars are passing. What military will say, stop. That's how they stop them. They went and look at the people carrying all those human cargo. Something made them, let's check. Because on that, a lot of people carrying low, you don't have time to be checking. But go and check. So they went and opened. There's a way they opened it and look. Hey? They saw all those human beings. Dangerous people that are destroying Nigeria. They saw all of them. Those military men. And that thing happened shortly after they attacked Jaji Barra. So those military people are already mad. Ha! When they saw them, say, okay, this is what we have been waiting for. They left them there. They took the driver. Military people are dangerous. Took the driver, went and tied him to their car. Drove him, driving him, and he was scratching the ground until he died. When they were done with him, they went to the car. I don't know what to say, it's funny. When the patrol dumps the car with petrol, they were still inside. Set it on fire, burnt all of them. Because that's what they will do to you if they catch you. You know that? But prayer was done to stop it. If you see what those people are doing there, let the church stop praying. They will also run us out of town. But prayer can stop. Thank God is something you can practice everywhere. Now let's see one or two and that's it. Because those men prayed well. In Genesis 18:23-33, we may not have time to read it, but note it. Genesis 18:23, Abraham prayed, is he not? What was he praying for? Sodom and Gomorrah. He started, he said, if there are 50 persons, God say yes, but I bet you there are 50 people, you can see there, I will not destroy the land. He continues intercession until he came to if there are 10 persons. God said there are 10 persons, I will not destroy the land. You know what that means? Abraham intercession, save for the fact that righteous men were no longer in Sodom, would have stopped the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. That's the meaning. It shows that just common 10 persons were not found. So Sodom and Gomorrah were brought down. Sodom and Gomorrah were brought down. But save for that, Abraham's prayer would have stopped the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. If you know what prayer can do, you will start praying. It would have stopped the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah will still be around up till today. Know what prayer can do, we'll start praying. Start praying. And pray well. All these people in London, and my son that went there and said that people don't respond to the gospel much day again. When you are preaching to them, they are looking at you like a madman. They don't respond again. What they need to do is to pray. I'm not saying we don't have people serving God. We have plenty of them there, but there are places in some other part of the city, adjoining cities, that have issues. If they could start praying, they will bring correct revival. Don't talk to them again. Go and talk to God. When you talk to men and don't achieve result, talk to God and the result will come. Abraham's intercession produces result. That's the truth. Your intercession can do the same. I hope you know. Moses, I love the way he prayed in Exodus 32, 9 to 14. He prayed. You know, it was in that place he told God, repent of this thy evil. Is he not? He told God, repent. He took at God, repent. And God repented. I don't know what he's reading in scripture. He told God, change your mind. God told Moses, he said, leave me alone. Okay? Leave me alone. Leave me alone. You can hook God with prayer. You can pray in a way that you cannot be resisted again. Leave me alone. Let me destroy them. Moses, I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you alone. I will not leave you alone. If you read okay, we have for sure the Egyptians speak. If you go to verse 9, we went to verse 9, you see what Paul said. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, it's a stiff-necked people. 10. Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot. You are hearing that. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Pray on them. When they hold God, they will not leave him. Just like Jacob had an angel, he will not leave him. So God, I will not allow this to happen. This can never, it will never be shared. We will not allow this to happen. We will not allow this to happen. We will not allow this to happen. God said, okay, leave me. Say, no, Lord, this is it. This is it. This is it. And one thing about prayer, why people don't see results. Sometimes they don't stay long enough. You can't hold on to God and just do it 1 minute and run. There are sometimes you hold God for 1 week. You hold him for 1 week. So this boy must not die. You hold him. He cannot die. I refuse. And you take it. You take it. I'm not saying you will not be doing any other thing. You know? Don't misunderstand me. But you hold him until even God tell you, okay, okay, I've had you. Say, no, leave me alone. I've done it finally. And God will do it. Moses prayed. See how dangerous Moses was. He could influence God on the mountaintop. And that's what we will see on earth. May you start influencing God in a new way in Jesus' name. May you break, may your altar go up, be upgraded to a realm where that is the altar, praying altar for where will of God is done. In the name of Jesus Christ. May your praying altar be strengthened. May it be thoroughly strengthened. Because you need a strong praying altar. Some people are establishing preaching altar without establishing a praying altar. It is praying altar that generates preaching altar. A preaching altar that don't have praying altar at the background will become a weak pulpit, as we call it, and cannot do much. It is the unseen praying altar that controls this visible preaching altar. The invisible, so to say, or unseen praying altar at the background is what controls and detects the visible preaching altar. May God give you understanding. Let's see clearly. Jesus prayed too. John 17, when you go and read it again. We don't need to open it. Go and read it again. I want to stop so that I will pray. Go and read it. Jesus prayed. He prayed for them. I pray that you have given me. I have not learned except the same of perdition. He prayed for them. Sanctify them by word. And word is truth. He prayed for them. Jesus prayed. In Luke 6, 12, we saw him doing night vigil. And he prayed all night. Some people say that they so have the word that they don't need to pray again. Why the word himself did all night? The word of God became flesh. He himself did the chill. Then you and all the word become flesh. You have stopped praying. That's why so many untoward things begin to happen. Because adequate praying is not done. Jesus prayed and many others prayed. Many of them prayed and God had them. And had them. And had them. In Colossians 4:12, Epaphras prayed. Let's read it. 4:12, Epaphras prayed. He prayed and prayed. And God heard him. God heard him, Epaphras prayed. After that, one more verse, I will stand up. Epaphras prayed in Colossians 4:12. That's the scripture with which we are planting our churches. Epaphras, which is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you. You can see the word always again. Are you seeing it? You see, you must understand the Bible. This thing we keep seeing is, you can't run from it again. Always laboring fervently for you in prayers. You see the word always. It was a laborious kind of prayer that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Epaphras prayed for the church in Colossae. He prayed for the Colossians, as you call them. He depended on his knees for the will of God to be enthroned in church. As a spiritual leader, I've seen the correlation. When I want a church to move in a direction, when I pray, I see it that way. When I want a church to be in a direction, if one people evangelize, you are telling them evangelism, they are not doing it well. When I start praying evangelism, God will now erect people and they start evangelizing. May you learn the art of making people do things through prayer in Jesus' name. I didn't even define prayer for you well. Prayer is the art of communicating with God, is it not? Art, A-R-T, art is the skill required in doing a thing. Art of communicating with God. Prayer can also be seen as using words to influence God to act in heaven and on earth. That's prayer. Using words to influence God to act in heaven and earth. Prayer also can be seen as the act, A-C-T, of spiritual intercourse with God. There is a depth in prayer. The act of spiritual intercourse with God. Where you mobilize things in the spirit realm and they are caused to happen on earth. Laborious prayer. Always laboring fervently for you in prayer. A pastor who don't labor fervently for prayer for his sheep will lose his power over them. They will become to other churches and other mosques and other shrine. Ifa, Shango will start competing with the church. Members will now start visiting native doctors. Because the man is not praying for the sheep. He's not praying for the sheep. All sorts of things begin to happen. May we wake up. There was one church in Zaria who saw people dying anyhow. This one died. They even brought transfer one pastor there, him and the wife died. Can you imagine? But now they say they cut one tree. I don't know what happened. When the man and his wife were moving on the road, two of them died. What is killing people in that church? Yeah, they will come and do, this is an Anglican church, sorry for calling the name. They will come. One of the prominent ones that taught me mathematics, the way he died was so painful. Very painful. Just came up and was trying to fill gas by the road, one car came and took it. Touch! And somebody revealed to them that someone wants to die. No prayer was made. He still died. Yet they are clapping in church. That kind of church, are they not supposed to change the status quo? All the program they are following for service, are they not to suspend it? What are they following those programs for? Call for a solemn assembly one more. Let the church pray. Let them all cut the status quo. They refuse to do it. There's nothing we can do about that. Laboring fervently for you in prayer. Paul, finally. 1 Corinthians 4:18. Apostle Paul prayed so much. Half of New Testament came from him. I want to want to start praying now. 1 Corinthians 4:18. Now some of you, did I say 4? Sorry, 14:18. It's not 4. He was talking about tongues. 14:18. I thank my God I speak with tongues more than you all. You know what that means? For the whole church is speaking tongues more than all of them. Because you know the length of the time he spent speaking in tongues. Praying for the churches. He knows. Galatians 4:19, the same Paul said, my little children, whom I travail in birth until Christ is formed in you. He preached to them, they bewitched them, and they saw they were not following. He said, he travailed in birth again. He went into prayer room and travail until Christ is formed. You can see there is a travail that can make Christ to be formed in people. The sum of what I'm saying is that we must wake up and take hold of the mantle of prayer. Start using prayer in your office. Use it in your classroom. Use it on your territory. Use it in your life. you in the life of your children in a new way. Let everybody start praying. And the beauty of prayer, as I sum up, is that I discover I can show prayer until I revive people into praying. Maybe you have a daughter, you tell the daughter pray, the girl refuses to pray. Why are you not praying? She's not praying. Could you be a wife? Could be a husband? Why are you not praying? You know why they are not praying? Because you are not praying. That's why. You tell your wife, you don't use to pray. So wife tell their husband, you know, anytime I say pray, you just go there, you get to sleep. Even come on small praying together, you will not pray. You know why they are not praying? You know why it's not praying? Because you are not praying enough. Stop disturbing him. When he's sleeping, you tell him sleep very well. Sleep! You want to sleep? Sleep. Then go and start praying to God. It is your prayer that will revive him into prayer. I pray that I revive my wife into prayer. No, she doesn't pray more. She may not be a prayer warrior. But I prayed until I got her praying. And there's a one level I'm still waiting to take her more into. I will pray until she gets to that realm. It's more than telling her to pray. It is me praying enough for reviving her to pray. We have done it many times. So it is your own prayer that will revive others to pray. So let's take hold on the mantle of prayer. Let's begin to influence this world in a new way. Let believers make prayer an issue. Yes, people are crying. We need to break into the next dimension. We need to enter God and enter a breakthrough in prayer and take hold on this mantle where we pray until prayer start praying us. Let's come to our feet. Alma Tokobori Adai. I thought as you lay this foundation this morning, you are going to tell God, take me to the next level in prayer. We are in prayer praying. I pray to Mala 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 Kabasa. I pray to Mala Mala.